JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, we highlight the Integrated Community Development Project recently launched in Steertown, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Thanks for joining us. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, recently launched its Integrated Community Development Project, ICDP, in Steertown, St. Anne. Steertown is among 18 communities across 6 parishes in which projects promoting institutional strengthening, public safety, and transformation are being implemented. General Manager for Project Management at JSIF, Loy Malcolm, says the ICDP supports the government's thrust to enhance living conditions in communities in keeping with Vision 2030 Jamaica. She is urging residents and other stakeholders to embrace the project activities to ensure that at the end of the 5-year run, the specific needs of each community are met.
We encourage you to participate and give us feedback so that this program works for you.
Over the next 2 to 3 months, residents of Steertown will be engaged in discussions that will yield important information and feedback to be used by JSIF and its partners to determine the ICDP priorities. Councillor for the Limehall Division and Chairman of the St. Anne Parish Council, Mayor Desmond Gilmore, says he is pleased that the project will seek to strengthen the town's physical and social infrastructures. This, he says, will bring about the change needed to make the parish of St. Anne the place of choice for investors and visitors.
I want for my community people to understand that we have a role to play. We are poised for very good things, for positive things, but we have a part to play.
The project, being carried out by JSIF through a loan from the World Bank, will impact more than 80,000 residents in Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Anne, St. James, and Westmoreland.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, is now located on the ground floor, Dorchester Building, 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5. Please note that the entrance to our office is on Norwood Avenue. Our telephone number remains the same. Call us at 968-4545. Remember, JSIF is now located at 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5, entrance on Norwood Avenue. JSIF, investing for community development.
It is the hope that by 2030, each Jamaican will be living in a well-constructed dwelling that is safe and affordable, with proper water supply, sewage disposal, and solid waste collection. Communities across the island will be planned and designed with adequate social amenities and green spaces. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.gm. And now we'll be talking with 101-year-old Stanford Johnson, a.k.a. Mose, from Manchineel in Portland.
I grew up, you know, in a poor family. My father died when I was 7. My father died the 1st of March. And I grew up, never going to start school. I was to start school like him. And then Sunday night, and I shouldn't go to school at 7. After that, I never go to school, same time, you know, understand? You know, after that, you know, things go one different way. Well, I grew up, you know, wasn't a man that haven't anything. He never have anything in him, just married.
We'll continue with Mr. Johnson's story on our next program. And remember, you too can share your glimpse of Jamaica. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.